freshwater bay. The coastal path goes past Freshwater Bay. Pause here to enjoy the view over the bay. The area around Freshwater Bay contains numerous archaeological finds that indicate human settlement throughout history. Artifacts from the Stone Age and Bronze Age illustrate the prehistoric use of this area, and items from the Roman period have also been discovered. Here also are two shipwrecks recently investigated by the Hampshire and Wight Trust. Even though the west coast of the Isle of Wight is an area where navigation is complicated, a hazardous environment is not always the reason for a ship sinking. About 15 miles offshore in Freshwater Bay, a First World War shipwreck lies on the seabed. The SS Azamour was a steel freighter built in 1909 by Short Brothers in Sunderland and launched as the Wisteria. Powered by a triple expansion steam engine, it was just over 62.5 metres long. It was sold to a French company in 1913 and used on Mediterranean shipping routes prior to the war. On the 20th of March 1918, the Azamour was on its way from London to Nantes, in France, when it was attacked by a German U-boat just south of the Needles. Azamour tried to escape, but a torpedo hit the ship's port quarter. The damage was severe, and the crew were ordered to get in the lifeboats. There was not even time to use the 90mm cannon to return fire, and it sank in just 4 minutes. Of the 28 crew members on board, 5 were reported missing. The others were picked up by the Admiralty yacht Maid of Honour. The wreck site now lies 40 metres below the surface. Despite the passage of time since the vessel sank, it has stayed relatively intact forward of the engine, which rises 6 metres above the seabed. It is a popular dive site, and has been frequently dived by sports divers. The vessel's identity was confirmed by crockery recovered from the site during diving activity. A number of artifacts have been retrieved from the site and reported to the receiver of wrecks as part of the wreck amnesty in 2001. These include a porthole, oil boxes, valves, paraffin holders and a plate. The ship was recorded as carrying 716 tons of general cargo and 500 tons of steel. The cargo of steel pipes can still be seen stacked in the forward holds, along with several other items that were presumably part of the general cargo. The 90mm stern gun is also visible aft of the engines. Another interesting wreck in the area is a casualty of the Second World War, the SS Cockatdale. It was a British steel screw steamship, over 74.5 metres long, built in Sunderland in 1923 for the coal and timber trade. When war was declared, the ship was armed with 4 Lewis machine guns. In August 1940, SS Cockatdale was bound for the Clyde via Falmouth as part of a convoy, but was attacked by German Stuka dive bombers just off the Isle of Wight. British Hurricanes tried to defend the ships, but the sheer number of German aircraft overwhelmed the British, and Cockatdale was hit by several bombs. The engine room quickly filled with water, and the aft deck gun was blown apart. Several bombs hit amidships, which blew out the whole port side. The vessel sank soon afterwards, along with the Ajax, another vessel in the convoy, although the entire crew survived and only 2 were wounded. The other 5 vessels in the convoy were all badly damaged. Today, the wreck site is a popular site for recreational divers, but has also been studied by archaeologists, who were able to confirm that the hull of the ship is still relatively intact. However, amidships the hull plates on the starboard side are peeled open, evidence of the violence of the explosions that sank the vessel. At the stern, close to the propeller, the hull plates have fallen away from the vessel on the starboard side. Both the Azamor and Cockatdale were investigated by archaeologists over the summer of 2010 as a part of the A2S project, which is described in the introduction. These dives enabled archaeologists to confirm the position, extent, stability and character of the wrecks that will assist with future management of the sites.